5 suspected criminals in Lusaka operations. In African news, the U.S. warns the citizens to reconsider Nigeria travel on safety grounds. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Police in Lusaka have shot dead 5 suspected criminals who were on the wanted list following a series of operations in Chibolia and Kalikiliki compounds. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the incident occurred yesterday in Chibolia compound after officers received information that the suspects were armed with machetes and other offensive weapons. He explains that during an earlier operation in Kalikiliki compound, officers together with neighborhood watch members led by Inspector Mutemwa Mwenda apprehended 2 suspects but were later attacked by accomplices, resulting in injuries and the escape of the suspects. Mr. Chilavi says a joint team comprising the anti-robbery squad and Mutendere police was later deployed following a tip-off leading to the fatal shooting of 5 suspects. He disclosed this when he addressed a journalist during the display of recovered items.
In the attack, Inspector Mwenda sustained a fractured leg while one CPU sustained minor injuries. Later the same day, we received intelligence from our sources that the suspects that fled and rescued their colleague here in Kalikiliki were seen regrouping themselves in Chibolia compound. A joint team of our anthropology squad, commonly known as C5, and officers from Tendere Police Station were deployed following up this incident. So upon arrival, the officers were confronted by the suspects who were armed with pangas, iron bars, and other weapons. I'm sure you've seen some of the weapons that we've covered. Thereafter, the suspects charged at the officers and attracted a hostile crowd that began throwing stones on the officers. So to restore order and effect lawful arrests, officers discharged firearms in accordance with Section 24 of the Zambia Police Act. So our officers acted within the provisions of the law.
Taxi operators in Kapirimpunji have welcomed the commencement of gravel placement along Kawama Road by Avic International. The drivers say the development has brought relief and renewed hope as the road is now more passable and smoother for daily operations. They have described the works as encouraging and expressed their eagerness to see the project fully completed. However, some operators are calling for the road to be upgraded to a bituminous standard, saying this would provide a more durable and long-term solution. Rehabilitation works on the stretch along the Ndola Sakanya Mufulira Road, which is being redone after some defects were spotted, have progressed. Road Development Agency Provincial Roads Engineer for Copper Belt, Bernard Zulu, says the affected area lies between the 4th and 6th kilometer from Mufulira roundabout towards Sakanya border. He explained that patching the damaged section was not a lasting solution, prompting a decision to completely redo the stretch.
Where we were hardly hit is between kilometer 4 and kilometer 5. Where we are standing here is about kilometer 5. And the concessionaire looks at it to say, we cannot continue patching. So he decided to redo the section, just like it was indicated by the Honorable Minister of Copper Belt, that we need to critically look at the sections that have failed. I must mention that it's not the whole road that is bad, it's just some selected sections. And these are the areas that we are going to look at. And as you can see, the concessionaire is on the ground.
Meanwhile, Ndola District Commissioner Precious Sinjekwa, who inspected the works, says she is impressed with the progress made so far.
So, like today, we're just here to check on the progress. Of course, what we have found on the site is that they have actually redone some of the areas which were badly hit, like the engineer said. Yeah, like this stretch where we are, it had a lot of amended potholes when the minister just visited. So it's good to note that the direction which the minister gave actually has been fulfilled. The engineers are on the ground and you've seen works are going on. So it's important to know that the
government has aged newly enrolled beneficiaries under the Social Cash Transfer Program to embrace a digital payment platforms to improve efficiency, transparency and accountability. The program, which now supports over 1.5 million households nationwide, is transitioning from manual to digital payment systems to ensure faster and more convenient access to funds. Beneficiaries are required to select a payment service provider of their choice, including mobile money and several commercial banks. Minister of Community Development and Social Services, the Principal Public Relations Officer Glenda Nachinga, has since advised beneficiaries to visit the nearest district social welfare office.